From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. African American midwives, also known as granny midwives, were some of the first to universalize the practice of midwifery in the South. From the Gulf States newsroom, Maya Miller heads to a new permanent installation in Jackson, Mississippi that shares their history.
From Florida, Aurelia Hardin has arrived at a museum in Jackson, Mississippi. She's not alone. She's with her mother and teenage daughter. They're in town for a show choir competition. But on a slow Saturday in February, they're here to learn about midwives.
How it was, like, remember when Grandma was working at the hospital? That kind of looks like how it was then.
The three women are standing in a room with an iron double bed made with starch white linens. At the foot of the bed is a worn leather bag, and nearby on a stool rests a kettle large enough to bathe the newborn baby.
This probably was the hot water. Yeah.
This is a permanent exhibit on Mississippi's granny midwives at the Smith Robertson Museum and Cultural Center in downtown Jackson. The Hardins, who are Black, pause at every section of the exhibit, including one that tells the story of how the first midwives, who were enslaved women, were brought to America from West Africa. On a small table, there are cotton bundles along with miniature versions of farming equipment, reinforcing how, even through back-breaking manual labor, someone still needed to deliver babies. Aurelia's mother, Marilyn, who is 65, tells family stories.
My grandfather, he was a sharecropper, and they had cotton, and they also had tobacco, but this is what cotton looked like.
And then the family gathers closer to the glass that protects midwifery manuals and birth certificates from the 1930s.
Either mine or my parents, they have the word colored.
Marilyn remembers what it was like to work in the fields during the summer. She also remembers stories of women delivering babies in those same fields.
You wouldn't expect the farmer to come out, but a lot of times we did, had to deliver a baby if the midwife didn't show up. The grandparents or somebody had to deliver them in the field.
Both Marilyn and Aurelia are educators in Florida, and the state has come down hard against teaching race or African-American history, especially in the past year. As she looked over the midwifery exhibit, Marilyn said it is vital to seek out Black history.
Make sure, because a Black history, they don't want you to don't even teach Black history. They want to infuse it. They want to teach that other history, somebody else's history, but they don't want you to know your history or take a class in it.
This museum is a small part of the deeper history of this area of Jackson. It's just a few blocks over from Ferris Street, which was once the Black epicenter of the city.
You know the history of Ferris Street. If you say Ferris Street, it's like saying Bill Street or Bourbon Street.
That's Gwen Harmon. She's the manager and curator for educational exhibits at the museum.
It's all Black. It's Black cultural. It's Black historical. Ferris Street used to be the hub of African-American physicians, pharmacies, retailers, restaurants.
Jim Crow South, most hospitals would not accept Black patients. Black women, and sometimes poor white women, would call on the midwives to deliver their babies at home. But by the mid-20th century, granny midwives were being edged out of the practice.
There are other entities that come before who find that maybe that's an encroachment on what they had been doing. Pretty much the majority white medical profession, because they started putting a lot of limitations on the midwives.
Those limitations included the ability to prescribe medicines, courses they took, how to keep patient records, and even what the midwives wore.
What they were hoping for was that it would reduce Black women becoming midwives, and it did have an impact on that number. The numbers did start to drop, as you can imagine.
And so did the communities around Ferris Street. But now there are efforts to preserve the area. And she encourages others to search their family archives and attics for artifacts of what their ancestors accomplished, to share those stories with future generations.
It's a wealth of knowledge. Look at your museums and go and see about donating those items and creating an exhibit of some sort so that the world can understand how important it was.
For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Maya Miller.